last epoch of Lucy's and my journey was the Neolithic era, the Age of New Stone. This period began with agriculture and it ended, indeed the Stone Age itself ended, with the first widespread use of metals. So the time has come to talk about how we invented agriculture. To become builders and makers that we are, we first had to leave hunting and gathering and take up farming. Historian Jacob Bronowski shows us how agriculture came about because of a remarkable accident of plant genetics. Archaeological evidence makes it clear that two genetic changes set the stage. Something over 10,000 years ago, in the region around Jericho and the Dead Sea, the ancestor of wheat closely resembled a wild grass. It was nothing like the heavy grain-bearing wheat of today. And then, a mutation occurred in which this plant was crossed with another grass. The result was a fertile hybrid called emmer, with edible seeds that blew in the wind and sowed themselves.
We lived in that region as a hunter-gathering people called the Natufians. By then, the climate had been warming for 2,000 years. The area had been fairly lush. Now it grew arid. Game moved north. The vegetation changed. But the wild grains liked that drier climate. You and I began eating a lot more grain. We did less hunter-gathering, and we took to harvesting. We didn't do any planting yet because emmer sowed itself.
That's when a remarkable thing happened. A second genetic mutation occurred sometime after 10,000 years ago. This mutation yielded something very close to our modern wheat, with its much plumper grain. It may have happened many times before that, but if it did, we have no way of knowing, because wheat does not blow in the wind, and it cannot sow itself. A mutation, even a fertile one, did not survive on its own. Modern wheat was that fertile mutation of wild wheat. It made much better food, but its seeds didn't go anywhere. They were bound more firmly to the stalk, and they could not ride the wind. Without farmers to collect and sow wheat, it dies. Modern wheat created farming by wedding its own survival to that of the farmer. And your anthropologists come to a great riddle. How did modern wheat replace those wild grains? Isolated mutations died without human help. Were Lucy and I clever enough to recognize and pick out that lone stalk of fat wheat in a field of grain? Scientists used to think so, but try another scenario. We Natufians of 10,000 years ago needed much more grain. We could get it by planting some of those seeds ourselves. Once we did, the fat wheat had its chance. It was easier to harvest. The seed stayed in place when you cut it. Every time we Natufians harvested seed, we got proportionally more of the mutations. We lost more of the wild grain. It took only a generation or so of that before a single mutation took over. The result was an unexpected wedding. In no time at all, modern wheat dominated the fields, and that was both a blessing and a curse. We had unwittingly replaced the old wild wheat with far richer food, but it was a food that could survive only by our continued intervention. No more lilies of the field. From now on, we would live better, but we would also be forever bound to this wonderful new food by the new technology of agriculture. What happened in the Holy Land could, of course, happen elsewhere. A similar drama played out in the Americas much later. As the so-called Native Americans, we actually migrated here across what is now the Bering Strait, just before the invention of agriculture. Here, we had to invent agriculture independently somewhat later. Anthropologists find evidence of planting and harvesting in the Americas from about 4,000 years ago onward. Maize seems to have turned up as a genetic mutation 1,800 years ago, just as wheat did 10,000 years ago in the Middle East. The story of agriculture in Europe is somewhat easier to follow than it is here in the Americas, just because the population was more dense and it left more tracks. And we want to look at that story next.